Our housing crisis weighs heavily across the state. This morning, Eric Gill, leader of the Hotel Workers Union, joined us to talk about how Marriott Hotel may be warming to the idea of helping its employees buy a home with help from a housing trust fund and a new mortgage program. The issue is being bargained as contract talks are underway with major hoteliers whose contracts expire July 1st.
Well, we have most of our large Waikiki hotels, that contract has now expired. So we are doing pattern bargaining. So we're starting with the big ones. The two biggest employers are Marriott and our Kilia properties. So that's a total of 8 hotels that we're currently engaged with at the bargaining table. And, you know, several more are waiting in the wings for us to get around to them.
And we had talked last week, and you indicated that there was some progress made on this whole idea of a trust fund. We've just gone through this whole workshop thing with this mortgage company. Talk about that.
Well, we've proposed, as I've been saying for months, that we would propose setting up a special trust fund to assist members in purchasing homes. And so that's a matter, you know, it's a technical matter of setting up a fund, and then I have to bargain to get the employers to put money in. And so that's on the table. And Marriott's expressed so far, you know, only Marriott has addressed that, although I'm quite confident Kilia will agree as well. So they've agreed to, to set up the fund with us. Obviously, the question is going to be the money. You know, how much money do we expect them to put in? And that's going to be something that we bargain.
Right. But the idea then is what? Then you can tap this money to help your workers buy homes without putting a down payment down?
Well, you see, it's the time is right for this, because with the NACA mortgage product that we brought in over this past couple months, there's no down payment needed and no closing costs and no points and no title insurance and all that stuff. So because that product is configured that way, it removes one of the big obstacles to home buying, which is the down payment.
Right, because that's huge. That's often the nut that most people can't crack, because it's so expensive just to live, and you can't save anything.
Right. And, you know, so in the absence of the NACA product, we would, you know, presumably the fund would, as other funds in our union have done, is subsidize the down payment. But in this case, there is no down payment to subsidize. So we can turn that money to other purposes. And with the NACA product, that money can be used to buy down the rate on the note. So in other words, the same money that you might have put in for a down payment could reduce your note, you know, by half, you know, down to a 2%, even 1.5% or 1% note over a 30-year fixed mortgage. And so with the NACA product, we can be far more effective in applying the monies that we bargain from the hotels to assist our members. And of course, members may not be able to make, you know, if they're going to buy a $500,000 home, you know, traditionally that's 100 grand down you got to put. Well, people don't have that, but they might have 50. And if they can also use that money to buy down the note as well. So we believe that once we're up and running, you know, we can remove many of the obstacles that workers have to buying homes, which leaves the remaining problem, which is finding a home to buy in this market where all the developers are building only luxury homes for, you know, basically rich people from overseas. And so how do we get somebody to build homes in our marketplace? But again, this is we have the tools now to do this. You know, with members, if there's 100 members with a $500,000 note each, you know, then that's the takeout financing for somebody like Stanford Carr or Peter Savio or, you know, there are developers that would like to build for the local working people's market. But the numbers are hard. So it requires us to have a good deal on the land. And so we've encouraged and kind of sponsored discussions between the state housing officials, Hawaiian Homes, and NACA. And we believe that it's possible for NACA, using this product, to also help people on the Hawaiian Homes list get into homes. You know, obviously there's leasehold issues and collateralization issues and all that kind of stuff. But I think with the will, there's a way, and we can do this. You know, and I think the initial discussions seem quite positive.
If you can maybe just step back and explain to our listeners about this mortgage program and the history of kind of how it got started and where it's used in other cities.
Well, this is a this program and this line of credit, this mortgage program is it's the product of working people fighting for it. And basically, NACA organizes working people to put pressure on the banks to live up to their legal and moral obligations. And banks don't generally do that. You know, the law says, and the right thing to do, of course, is to give loans to the people who really need it. The truth is banks makes more loans giving their money to people who don't need it, you know, who are rich people who are borrowing money but can pay back at a higher rate and pay back quicker. So to get the banks to do it, NACA has put pressure, mass pressure. You know, they go to bank meetings when banks are trying to merge with each other. And Bank of America, for example, has eaten up a whole series of other banks over the time. And all the surviving banks survive by eating up their competition. So that's one of the places where NACA can put pressure, because the government requires that you show proof that you've served the underserved communities, and generally they haven't. So Bruce is a smart guy. He's got smart people working for him. They do the research, they prove that, and they put pressure on the banks.
And Bruce is?
Bruce Marks runs NACA. And so he started this back in the 80s, and I've been working with him since the early 90s. And so, you know, it was a stretch to bring the program to Hawaii because of the cost here. And also, truthfully, you know, some of the bad actions of banks across the country weren't as bad here, you know, so there's less to bust them on. However, you know, it's very clear that the combination of circumstances on the loan side, the credit side, and the supply side in terms of the availability and the cost of housing, you know, that's the crunch we're in. So we can address the mortgage side. We have addressed that. Now we got to address the supply side. How do we get units built for people that work, as opposed to people who are just investing in second, third, fourth homes, you know?
And so where is this in place? Where has it worked?
Well, it's worked all over the country. I think we're 32nd office they're opening in different cities. So it kind of sprung out of our local union in Boston, Local 26. It kind of outgrew that Boston model, spread across the country. And now it's coming back home to the roots. So here in Hawaii, and they're off in Vegas right now with our local up there. And the local up there already has a housing fund that's been in existence for some years, and they've already got some money. So this is good for them, too. You know, they were subsidizing people, but they didn't have a mortgage product that gave people the deal. And
it's a new animal.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, also the thing about NACA is they follow the mortgage holder. You don't just give you the note and forget about you. You know, you're on the list. You're a volunteer. You have to volunteer. That's part of it. You got to help push the banks to get money for the next guy, too. And so this is a good alliance with the unions, because that's what we do. You know, and so, and for us as a union, it's a godsend. You know, it's frustrating. You negotiate wages, you get good raises, and it all goes straight to the landlords when they increase the rent, and people's lives don't improve. You know, and now with the Airbnb putting pressure on our housing supply, and landlords taking rental homes out of the inventory and turning them into illegal hotels, that puts pressure on all the renters. And so we're looking at that. We want to secure our people's future. And the way to do that is get them in their own homes so they're not subject to those pressure from the rental market.
Right, and the hoteliers are really enjoying the record numbers now, and they're raising their room rates.
Well, it's not only that. Yes, they are, and Hawaii is at the top of the list in terms of room rates and profitability. And, of course, we're a 24/7, 365 operation, unlike, you know, cities like Chicago and Boston, which, you know, kind of go dark in for the hotel industry during the winter months. That's our strong time. You know, we're strong all year. And so they're making great money here. And but in addition to that, you know, the Republican Congress and this president guy we have, you know, did this tax bill, and they gave them hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and free from our tax money in earlier this year when they passed that so-called Trump's greatest accomplishment, passing this tax bill that stripped billions of dollars off of working people's tax money, money we're going to need to support our health, our Medicare and our Social Security just a few years down the road. And they gave it to these corporations. You know, it's just a windfall. Well, okay, we can't stop this corporate anti-worker Congress from stripping off our tax money. We don't have the strength to do that. But we have the strength here to get some of that money back in our pockets through our collective bargaining.
So now the whole workshop sessions that you did this month, and I think a part of June, you mentioned you had about 1,500 people turn out. So there's great interest in this. The question is, you know, how many of your members or the people that attended can qualify under this program?
Well, the fact is, you know, what NACA says and what NACA does is, you know, if you join the program, they will work with you and get you there. You know, obviously, you know, NACA or anybody else, if they're lending money, they have to get it back. You know, I mean, you go out of business real quick if you don't get the money back when you lend money, right? And that's true for NACA or anybody else who handles loans. And so they have to have underwriting standards. You know, you have to be able to afford the note.
Right.
And but you know what they do is they've basically worked with the banks to amend those underwriting standards in such a way that it's more favorable to working people.
So that it can work.
For example, they don't look at your credit check. They don't care. It's whether you can pay your rent. So you might have missed your cell phone payment, or you might have missed your credit card payment when you went and bought clothes or something. But if you pay your rent every month, it proves you can afford the note because you're paying your rent. And typically the note payment is going to be similar to your rent. That's one of the advantages, one of the few bright sides of having our very high rental costs, which is our people are already struggling to pay the rent. But they could take that same amount and buy, and instead of, you know, throwing their money down the tube, they can build their equity and build wealth for their generations.
And then our partners at Civil Beat, I know, did a story on this, and they did talk to economist Paul Brubaker, who, you know, wasn't wild about this idea. He thought that our efforts would be better spent through developers. We did have another economist in studio last week, Sumner LaCroix, who thought it was a great idea. He didn't think that you were going to do, you know, great numbers, but at least you were trying to make a dent with our housing crisis.
I've been in meetings with Paul. Paul believes that the market will solve everything, and that's long been proved to be untrue. The market here solves the problem of third and fourth houses for rich foreign people trying to park their money in Hawaii real estate in American dollars. That's who the market is serving.
Right, but little for the working people.
Of course not, because you know you have to adjust the market, which means you have to, in this case, you have to put pressure on the banks to extend credit, and that's what this program does.
When you were in our studios talking with us a few months ago, we were talking about the panic buttons, that whole issue that's emerged with unions across the country. It was highlighted because of the false missile alert that we had back in January. And at that time, you talked about, you know, the hotel housekeepers aren't allowed to have phones. And so where are we at with that whole issue?
Well, look, you know, it's first of all, I mean, the employers are responding as they have to. You know, I mean, I think in terms of the panic button per se, that they're just taking that piece. I think the employers will commit to doing that. You know, it's for their own protection as well. The question is how they're going to do it. How's it going to be done? How's it going to be impacted? All that stuff. We have yet to really engage with them. Some employers say they've done it, and all it is a button that makes a loud noise. And, okay, if you're alone on the floor, a loud noise is not going to do you much good. Does it hook up? How does it hook up? What Marriott has said is that they're intending to roll this out, and in North America at least, and they're working on the systems to do it. And
so you have agreement with one hotelier?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a proposal on the table. They basically said, look, we're going to do that. You know, so, okay, well, we want to see how and what and where and why, you know, and how that's going to work. But I don't think the concept itself isn't going to be the problem. The devil's going to be in the details, I think.
Okay. And then we did also talk about robotics and the use of that in the hotel. So where's that going?
Well, it's happening fast, you know, and robotics is just too simplistic a way to look at it. It's really it's more app-driven at this point. So, you know, Marriott, for example, is already advertising that they can, you know, that through their using their app, you can check in from your seat on the plane and go straight to the room and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that cuts out a whole bunch of people that that are currently in the stream there, you know, our front desk clerks in particular and others as well. So, but that's not a robot. That's an app, you know, and we're seeing more of these apps coming in that are doing our work in different areas. You know, they're rolling out one that does what our housekeeping clerks do in terms of assigning rooms out for cleaning and, you know, to the different cleaners and stuff, and that's going to be, you know, handled through an algorithm and so on. There are robots, yes, and we're worried about those as well, you know, but it's not so simple. It's just it's robots. So this is a coming thing. It's yet to hit us hard, but we're watching it closely. We're seeing it where it is being rolled out across the country and across the world. In Vegas, for example, we see robot bartenders, and we see little R2-D2 things running up to the rooms and delivering things where a human being would do that before. And so we're going to be bargaining this. We're taking it very seriously because it's happening so fast.
So it's on the table this year?
Oh, yeah, and it's on the table in multiple cities, and we've hired our experts, and you know, there's different ways to deal with automation, and of course, automation is nothing particularly new. The difference is it's happening so fast now with this the software design, and you know, of course, the state and federal governments are gleefully subsidizing the research into making robots that will do our work. Gotta wonder how they think we're going to be able to pay taxes when there's nobody working.
That was Local 5 Union Leader Eric Gill talking with us this morning about the issues on the bargaining table as talks with the major hoteliers representing thousands of workers are underway. Gill was talking about NACA, the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, and a new housing program it's trying to start here.